Tammy, TAMIFS, FESTER. Tammy comes in today with 1 week history of cough, congestion, lots of stress. Patient's husband just had a heart attack, headache, nausea, palpitation, and symptoms of weakness associated with dizziness, period. New paragraph, Tammy is a 53-year-old young lady who works, is gainfully employed. She comes in today by herself. She sits her husband in the hospital, and she is quite distraught. Period. New paragraph. She's been having the above mentioned symptoms for the past few days. Yeah. Period. Past medical problems: gastroesophageal reflux, history of opioid dependency, surgery, hysterectomy, left ankle surgery times 25 because of osteomyelitis, knee surgery times 2. Patient has had a history of right first digit laceration that required closure. Quite concerned. Patient has had issues and very concerned about possibility of osteomyelitis. There's no evidence of it at this time, but she's always been concerned about that. Patient did have COVID in 2019, family history. Mother died of pancreatic cancer. In 3 months, she does not know much about her father. There's diabetes and stroke in the family, allergy adhesives, medication. Omeprazole also has been on gabapentin for to reduce pain and trazodone to help her with symptoms of anxiety. Surgery as above, medical problems reviewed. She's alert, she's awake. She weighs 158 pounds. That has gone down 15 pounds or 50 pounds because she's been trying to lose weight. Let's see, 98%, 98.2, 18, 96, 137 over 80. Patient's heart pauses, one pause versus two, lungs, pure bronchial album, sub, TMs are red, pressure, pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows the rash. Period. On the weight, yeah, 158. Period. Assessment, number one, sinusitis, number two, flu is negative, number three, COVID is negative, number four, Rocephin 8 gram now, next one was Decadron 8 milligram now, next one was treated with Z-Pak, next one was Medrol dose pack, next one was Allahis DM for cough, next one was lots of liquid, next one was quadrant ultrasound, shows no different, next one was mild stenosis noted. Next one was history of liver issues in the past. History of osteomyelitis. Next number is liver function tests have been negative. Next number is weight loss has been planned. Next number is no patient has had her gallbladder taken out. So I'll put down hysterectomy. Cholecystectomy. So no evidence of gallbladder issues post weight loss. Next number is quadrant stenosis remains the same, minimal. Next one is echocardiogram is within normal limits regarding palpitation. Next one is minimal fatty liver. Next one is lymphadenopathy noted. Next one is arm pain and leg pain within normal limits. Next one is blood work was done a month ago at a primary care physician. Next one is I went over findings today with patient before leaving the office. Thank you.